Before everybody left, Annette and Renee got Mr. Watrous to agree to the plan, formed committees, designed some flyers and ad sale forms, and even sold one ad. The second trombonist said his parents would buy half a page for their jewelry store. Truly astounding. It was like seeing Bill Gates at age 13 times two, and half of him was wearing a cheerleader uniform. Yes, I know, that's a weird image. On the way home, I thanked Annette for the idea. She was flying high, I think because now she really was a big part of the concert again. I wasn't sure how I felt. On the one hand, I knew the money would be a big plus for my family, and it would be great for Jeffrey to have a big special night. On the other hand, I was concerned that my parents might go nuts and trash the whole idea. Plus, and I know this is shallow, I wanted the concert to be my big night. One thing was for sure. One way or another, if my rents didn't veto the entire shebang, it was going to be important. As I got out of the van, the driver said, "Listen, kid, I couldn't help overhearing about your brother. That's a tough break. I'm really sorry." Now here was a lady who had driven the two of us to and from rehearsal twice a week for over a year, and this was the first time she had ever talked at all. It was a relief to know she had the power of speech, but I was struck again by the power of cancer to get attention. For better or for worse, being involved with cancer puts you on everybody's radar screen. Now I had the challenge of floating this proposal to the rents, and I had to do it right away, because my mom and Jeffrey were leaving for Philly in the morning. At dinner, even while I was joking around with Jeffrey, fielding questions from my mom about schoolwork, and wondering how my dad could have such a blank facial expression without actually being in a coma, I was nervously waiting for the opportunity to bring the whole thing up. Finally, I seized the day, or carpe the diem if you wanted some Miss Palma lingo. My dad mentioned that he had gotten somebody a $7,000 tax return, and I pounced. "Wow, Dad, $7,000 sounds like a lot of money, huh?" "Why, yes, Stephen, it is. I know a family that could get nearly three times that by April 15th.
"Who?"
"Us."
"Well, son, our return won't be that big this year. We are going to get some money back because your mother stopped working and I hadn't claimed the single earner head of household exemption. Also, the interest on our stock dividends will be less than we had projected. It's rather interesting. I had based our estimated taxes on a historical rate of return of approximately 10% annual yield. However, when the stock market slowed down, we actually had a negative rate of..."
Dad, stop with the accounting talk for a minute. You're talking to a 13-year-old who got a 37 on his math final, remember? Anyway, that's not what I meant. I'm talking about an idea that some people had. See, the All-City Band needed a human service project, and a couple of the students came up with an amazing plan for one. Since we have this performance coming up, they thought, why not make it a benefit concert?
A benefit concert? For whom?
Well, for us.
Jeffrey, please go into the family room and play.
Uh-oh. But Daddy, I'm still eating my burrito.
You get plenty of food. Go.
Double. Uh-oh. Well, I had found a topic that put an expression on my father's face. It might have been nice if the expression weren't the teeth-gritted grimace of a sumo wrestler about to charge, but hey, progress is progress, I suppose. We argued back and forth about this for a while. Initially, my mom was on my dad's side, but as the discussion... It's amazing. My parents call everything a discussion. If I were standing across the street firing a bazooka at my mother while my father was launching mortars back at me and Jeffrey was charging down the driveway with a grenade in his teeth, my parents would say we should stop having this public discussion. War on, my mom got quieter and quieter. Eventually, before my father and I degenerated to the, "Oh yeah? Yeah!" level, she stopped us. "I think I'm going to be ill."
"What do you mean, ill? Honey, Stephen and I didn't mean to upset you. We were just having a discussion."
"Sure, and Mount Everest is a hill." "No, I mean ill. As in, get me a bucket."
Triple. Uh-oh. "Stephen, don't just sit there. Get her a... What can he get you?"
"Ugh! Men." With that, she stumbled out of the dining room. When she turned on the super loud bathroom fan, we knew exactly what was going on. And that left a fairly urgent problem. Jeffrey figured it out fastest. He appeared in the doorway. "Daddy? Stephen, if Mommy is sick, who's going to take me to the hospital tomorrow?"
Quadruple uh-oh. Who was going to take him?